الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. شيخ طريقة أمير أهل السنة بانی دعوت اسلامی حضرت علامہ مولانا محمد الیاس عطار قادری دامت برکاتہ عالیہ mentions in his famous book فیضان درود و سلام about the beneficence of recitation of درود صلوات upon the beloved رسول علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. He mentions that the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has said that if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah, if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah that Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal should be happy with him, should be pleased with him, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, recite Durood Sharif upon me in large numbers in this dunya, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal will be pleased with us on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatan wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Ahmadan lil alamin. Hazrat Sayyidina Shafiq Balki rahmatullahi ta'ala, he narrates that once Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala was passing by the marketplace in the city of Basra. And whilst he was walking past this marketplace in the city of Basra, people noticed this wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and people started to gather around Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayh. And this is our usual practice, that when we see our ulama ikram, our pious people, then we gather around them to take some fast, to take some benefit. So a person from amongst these groups of individuals who gathered around Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayh, he submitted in the court, in the bargah of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullah alayh, that ya Sayyidi, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran Majid, ud'uni astajib lakum, make dua to me and I will accept. Ya Sayyidi, we are making dua for a very long time. We are making dua for a very long period of time, but our dua is not being accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Sayyidi, you are wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you are friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. Please inform us. Please inform us what is the reason that our dua is not being accepted in the bargah, in the court of Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala, he smiled at them and he replied, O the people of Basra, O the people of Basra, your hearts are gone dead because of 10 things which you have within yourself. Your hearts are gone dead. Your hearts are gone dead because of 10 things which you have within yourself. People implored, Ya Sayyidi, what are these 10 things? Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala, he replied, number one, O people of Basra, number one, you recognized your Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. You recognized your Lord Allah Azza wa Jal, but you never fulfilled the rights of the recognition of Allah Azza wa Jal. You recognized Allah Azza wa Jal, but you have never fulfilled the rights of the recognition of our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, these Madani pools, these Madani flowers, the words of wisdom that comes out from the mouth of this great wali of Allah is not only for the people of Basra, but these words are also for me and also for you. Think. Just think for a moment that we recognize our Rabb Allah. Yes, indeed. Each and every one of us, each and every one of us, the viewers of Madani channel and myself, yes, indeed, we recognized our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This is why we believe in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. If you ask the believers, they say undoubtedly, we have recognized our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal and we believe in the oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. But we have not fulfilled the rights of the recognition of our Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? If a person says he recognizes Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning he knows his Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, he understands what is his Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, he has iman, has faith in his Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, but not fulfilling the rights of the recognition of Allah, meaning that he knows that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is watching me. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all watching. Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal is all knowing. Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all hearing. My Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is seeing me. Yes, indeed, he recognizes this, but he has not fulfilled the rights of the recognition of his Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Because why? Every time he says, I recognize my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, but he goes towards guna. Every time he says, I know my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me, but he's watching movies. He knows my Rabb Allah Tabaraka is watching me, he's listening to music. He knows his Rabb Allah Tabaraka is watching me, but he's doing everything against Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. If a person is working for a boss and the specified time to come to work is at 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So the boss tells him on the first day that you have to be at that specific time at 8 o'clock to start your job. First day he comes quarter past 8. Second day he comes half past 8. Third day he comes 9 o'clock. And then the boss calls him and tells him that I instructed you to be at 8 o'clock. Then he has a fear because he knows when the boss starts talking like this, he wants to fire him. He wants to get rid of him. But you came quarter past 8, half past 8, 9 o'clock. You're doing your own things. What he does immediately? He implores in the court of his boss. And he asks his boss for forgiveness. And if he rectifies, the next day he will not be there 8 o'clock. He will be there 10 to 8, 5 to 8. Ensure that the boss will not become angry. Why? He had recognized who he is, his boss at his work. And he has fulfilled the recognition of his boss. Why? Because if he never fulfilled the recognition of his boss, he would never follow the commands of his boss. Then he would have been fired immediately. Our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all seeing. Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all knowing. Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is all hearing. We say that we recognize Allah Azza wa Jal, but we never fulfill the rights of the recognition of our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. This is why we do everything against Allah Azza wa Jal's commands and in following the beloved Rasul alayhi salam, everything against our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is why we have never fulfilled the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have never fulfilled the rights of the recognition of Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Once we have realized that we have recognized Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my dear Islamic brethren, and the viewers of Madani channel, if we have recognized Allah tabarak wa ta'ala not only with the tongue, but understanding from the bottom of the heart that my Rabb, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, is all seeing, He knows my each and every action, then inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, with this strength of iman, inshallah azza wa jal, we will not commit guna again, inshallah azza wa jal. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, says, O the people of Basra, your hearts are gone dead because of 10 things. And number 2, you read the Quran. You read the Quran, but you never followed the Quran. This is why your hearts have gone dead. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, how many times you have made tilawat of Quran? We have recited the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, Quran and Majid, but we never follow Quran and Majid. Why? For example, according to ulama ikram, that Rabb Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Quran and Majid, aqimus salah, more than 750 times in Quran and Majid, Rabb Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is saying us, O my banda, perform your salah, establish your namaz. But my dear Islam brethren, and the views of Madani channel, look at our condition throughout the world, whether we go to the north, to the south, to the east or the west, any place in the world, you look at our masjids, our masajids are empty. Masajids are empty. We read Quran, but we never follow Quran. Surely there must be some wisdom as to why our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us more than 750 times in Quran and Majid that perform your namaz. Aqimus salah, establish your salah. There must be some wisdom. There must be some hikmat as to why your Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal, my Rabb Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, instructs us more than 750 times in Quran and Majid about the importance of namaz. My dear Islam brother, namaz 5 times a day is fard. Namaz 5 times a day with jamaat for the males is wajib. But look at our masjids. Masjids are empty. When muazzin says, As-salatu khayru min an-nawm, that salah is better than sleep. Unfortunately, the so-called lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, O viewers of Madani channel, listen carefully. The so-called lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, who says that they love Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that when the muazzin is saying As-salatu khayru min an-nawm, that salah is better than sleep, what we are doing? So my dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, when Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi ta'ala is telling us that we read Quran, but we never follow Quran. How many times did we read Quran? How many times did you read Quran? How many times did the viewers of Madani channel read Quran? How many times did I read the Quran? We just read the Quran, parrot fashion, but we not checking what is the meaning of the Quran. That's why our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Alama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Barakatum Aliyah, has mentioned in Madani Namat that did you read the translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Ahsha Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman, Kanzul Iman? Did you read at least 3 verses? of Quran and Majid with translation and with commentary. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. What a mindset our beloved Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat is giving us. That read daily. Check what is happening in Quran. Check the translation. Check the commentary. Inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, knowing what is the translation, the correct translation, which is Kanzul Iman, and knowing what is the correct commentary, inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, this will be the wealth of our Iman for the dunya, for the qabr, and for the year after, inshallah. So viewers of Madani Channel, don't just read Quran as though we're reading Quran. Just parrot passion. No, read Quran and get the insight of what our Allah Azza wa Jal and what His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam wants from us by sending us this beautiful kalam, Quran-e-Majid. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam rahmatullahi alayhi says that, oh, the people of Basra, you claimed to be the lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, you claimed to be the lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, but you never followed his sunnah. Yes, you claimed. We claim, all the viewers of Madani Channel, we claim that we are the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, but we never want to follow his sunnah. In fact, one of our pious elders, he mentioned that when we ask the people that are we ready to die for our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, are we ready to die for Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, how many of you will give your life for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Everybody will stand up and he will shout out loudly that, Ya Sayyidi, we are ready to give our life for Allah's beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We will sacrifice our head on the block for our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So people say, if you ask the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the viewers of Madani Channel, they say that we will die for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, we will die. We are prepared to sacrifice, to give our life. We are prepared to die for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, viewers of Madani Channel, dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, wake up before it's too late. Think, you want to die for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, but you don't want to live for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Wake up, oh viewers of Madani Channel, wake up before it's too late. Live for the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. Now is not the time for dying. Now is the time for living. Yes, live your lifestyle according to the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, you're walking, you're talking, you're eating, you're drinking, you're sleeping, you're dealing, your business dealings, your family dealing, your children dealing, your rights of your parents, rights of your neighbors, all should be in accordance to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So don't die for the beloved Rasul alayhi salam now. Live for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam now and follow his beautiful sunnah. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will see the success in the dunya, in the qabr, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. And most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. As beloved Rasulullah says it very beautifully in Hadith Mubarak, Man ahabba sunnati faqad habbani wa man ahabbani kana man yafil jannah. Those who love my sunnah, our Aqa says, those who love my sunnah, they love me. Yes, they love me. Oh, views of Madani Channel, they love me. And if they love me, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, we are going to be with him in Jannah, inshallah. So viewers of Madani Channel, my dear Islamic brothers, we all wish to be in the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannat al-Firdaus, in his neighborhood. Why not? What a beautiful solution. Don't die for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Live for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Give your life at the feet of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Follow his each and every footstep. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, if those who love me, they love my sunnah. And if they love my sunnah, they're going to be with me in Jannah, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد. Has Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi goes further. And he says that all the people of Basra, you claimed that Shaitan is your open enemy. You claim that Shaitan is your open enemy. But you did nothing against Shaitan. If Shaitan is our open enemy, viewers of Madani Channel, my dear Islamic brothers, we all know that Shaitan is our open enemy. But we did nothing against Shaitan. We did everything in accordance of Shaitan and his followers. We all say, if we ask every person, every love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, every Muslim, he says, yes, Shaitan, he's our open enemy. He's our enemy. We don't want Shaitan, yes. But we do everything in accordance to Shaitan. This is why today people are committing guna. Guna, sins have become the order of the day. Whether we look in every country, in every province, in every city, in every town, in every street, in every house, guna has become the order of the day. Sin. Sin has become the order of the day. So this means that we have become friend to Shaitan. Astaghfirullah. Quran Majid, Allah Ta'ala says that Shaitan is your open enemy. Shaitan is your open enemy. And yet, we don't want to do anything against Shaitan. We do everything for Shaitan, against Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Then how we're going to get the success in the dunya, in the qabr, and the akhirah, my Islam brother? How? Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants us to enter into Jannat. Our Pyare Aqa wants us to enter into Jannat. Our Buzugana Deen, Awliya Ikram, they want us to enter into Jannat. And how do we enter Jannat? Is that we follow the commands of Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and do everything against Shaitan. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, this will be the key for us to Jannat, inshallah. So when Shaitan gives us this thought that we are busy engaged in the dunya and namaz time is passing by, we know the time of asr is passing, but customers are coming, the business is good at the moment, so we can delay the namaz for a little while. We miss the jamaat, we can delay the namaz for a little while. We can leave a wajib, we can delay the namaz for a little while, and we can make more money in just a little while. So customers start coming. Eventually, customers come, customers are gone, namaz time came, and namaz time went. Asr is gone. It's already Maghrib Salam. This is what he does to us. No, my dear Islam brother. No. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, not me, not you, not the viewers of Madani Channel, we will not fall for the tricks of Shaitan, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whenever these thoughts of Shaitan come to us, inshallah azawajal, what will we do? Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we will read, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-wajim, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is addressing the people of Basra again, and he says, number 5, you liked Jannah? Yes, you liked Jannah, but you did nothing to enter into Jannah. You liked Jannah, but you did nothing to enter into Jannah. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, I know I love Jannah and I know you also love Jannah, but inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, not only do we love Jannah, we love Jannat al-Firdaus in the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and every lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, it's his desire, every ashik, it's his desire that he wants to be not only in Jannah, but he wants to be in Jannah in the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in the neighborhood of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So you love Jannah. I love Jannah. But we did nothing to go towards Jannah. The question can be asked to every person, the viewers of Madani channel. You love Jannah? They said, yes, what a question. Of course we love Jannah. We ask, what have you done towards Jannah? We start to doubt ourselves. What amals, what deeds have we done that takes us towards Jannah? What deeds? We can't think, we can't count those deeds that will take us towards Jannah. My dear Islamic brothers, and the viewers of Madani channel, yes, you love Jannah, I love Jannah, the viewers of Madani channel, you love Jannah, but Jannah is not cheap. You can't buy Jannah. You can't buy it at a supermarket. You can't buy it at a store, at a cafe. You can't buy Jannah, these places. You can't buy it. You have to work for Jannah. Jannah is not easy. That's why the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that this dunya is a lockup. It's a prison for you and I. The dunya is a lockup, is a prison for the believers. And it is a Jannah for the kafirs. So we want Jannah, but we do nothing to take us towards Jannah. We do everything against Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Then how we're going to get in the company, the neighborhood of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannat al-Firdaus? Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, still addressing the people of Basra. And says that, number 6, you asked for safety from Jahannam. Yes. You asked for safety from Jahannam, but you have done such deeds that have pushed yourself towards Jahannam. You asked for safety from Jahannam. You asked for safety from Jahannam, but you have done those deeds which have pushed you towards Jahannam. How many times we made dua? Allahumma ajinna minan nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. How many times we have made dua in the bargah of Allah, in the court of Rabb Allah, tabarakat. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. We don't want to go into the fire of Jahannam. No. We are making dua all the time, every day, every namaz. But we are doing deeds that are leading us towards the fire of Jahannam. Why? Why are we doing everything against Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, which leads us towards the fire of Jahannam? According to Hadith Mubarakah, fire of Jahannam is so hot, that if you take a person out of the fire of Jahannam and put him into the worldly fire, Allahu Akbar, he will be able to sleep peacefully. Yes, peacefully. So fire, we are looking for safety from Jahannam. We are looking for safety from fire of Jahannam. But we are doing deeds that are taking us towards Jahannam. Alcohol, drugs, prostitution, gambling, disobedience towards parents, backbiting, tailbearing, false accusations. So much of things we are doing against Allah and His beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and then we are making dua in the bargah of Rabb Allah azza wa jalla, Allah save us from the fire of Jahannam. Isn't this a double standard? Oh, the viewers of Madani channel, my dear Islamic brothers, don't you think that this is a double standard? That on one side we are asking for safety from Jahannam, on the other side we are doing everything that is pushing us towards Jahannam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, صلى الله تعالى على محمد. حضرت سيدنا إبراهيم بن آدم رحمة الله عليه, he goes on further addressing the people of Basra. And he says, number 7, you believed on maut. You believed that there is death. But you did nothing to prepare for death. You believed on death, but you did nothing to believe, you did nothing to prepare for the death. We all believe, my dear Islam brother, and the views of Madani Channel. We all believe that we have to die. We all believe that we have to die. But we did nothing to prepare for the death. We did nothing to prepare for the arrival of Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. As it is mentioned that once the angel of death, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, came to take someone's ruh, someone's soul. This person asked the angel of death, who are you? The angel of death alayhi salam replied, O person, I am the one who cannot be stopped by the gods. I am the one who cannot be stopped by the guards of the palace and who does not accept any bribery. The person replied in amazement, you must be the angel of death. You must be Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Israel alayhi salam. Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu wasalam replied in the affirmative. He said, yes, indeed, I am the angel of death. This person said, Ya Israel alayhi salam, I'm not ready. I haven't made any preparation for the death. I haven't made any preparation for the death and the year after. Hazrat Israel alayhi salatu salam said, O person, where's your so-and-so neighbor? Where is your so-and-so neighbor? Where is your so-and-so friend? Where is your so-and-so neighbor? Where is your so-and-so friend? This person replied, O Israel alayhi salam, they are gone. They have died. Israel alayhi salatu salam replied, O person, they are gone. They have died. Have you not learned any lesson from their death so that you could start the preparation of your death? Have you not learned any lesson from their leaving from this dunya so that you could prepare for your death? Person became silent. As soon as he became silent, Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, Israel alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately snatched his soul and took him away from this dunya. My dear Islamic brothers, and the viewers of Madani Channel, just think for a moment. Use this box. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us this brain box. Use it for a moment in the right direction. That what am I doing on the earth? Where did I come from? What am I doing on the earth? And where am I going to? Where are those beloved ones? We buried them. Before we buried them, we could not eat without them. We could not walk without them. We could not talk without them. We could not do our daily routine without our beloved ones. But then Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death came, took away their ruh, and we took them towards the dark qabristan. We took them towards the dark qabr, put them in the qabr, covered them up with tons and tons of soil. We made dua-i maghfirah for them. We read Yasin Sharif for them. We made khatam of Quran for them. We made dua-i maghfirah for them. Yes, indeed, we have done this. Who? You and I, the viewers of Madani Channel. We did it for 3 days. We did it for 40 days. We continued making dua, continued making dua, continued making dua. Did we not take any lesson from this? views of Madani Channel? Did we not take any lesson from this? That angel of death came right in front of our eyes. He took away our beloved ones. And we never learned any lesson from this. And then, what we did? We cried. We made dua and maghfirah. We read. We made the tilawat of Quran. We made isal al-sawab. And after some time, we started our life all again. Put on the TV. Start to watch the movies. Start to listen to the music. Start to enjoy. Stopped making the tilawat of Quran. Astaghfirullah, na'udhu billah. Continued until Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam, the angel of death, came again. He took another beloved one. Yes, we cried. We took him towards the Qabristan. We put him in the dark grave. Put tons and tons of soil upon him again. We made dua al-maghfirah. We made tilawat of Quran. We read Yasin Sharif. We made Isa al-Sawab. And we made dua al-maghfirah all the days for 40 days consecutively. And then we continue with our life again. Put the TV on. Watch the dramas. Put the music on. Until Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam came again. Views of Madani Channel. Wake up! Please wake up! Before it's too late. Yes. Very soon will be my turn. Very soon will be your turn. That we have to go. Malik al-Maut alayhi salatu salam, the angel of death, is going to take us one by one by one. Tubu ila Allah! Astaghfirullah! Sallu ala al-Habib! صلى الله تعالى على محمد سيدنا إبراهيم بن آدم رحمة الله عليه. He goes on further and he tells the people of Basra that you, number 8, he says you looked for the faults, Allahu Akbar, you look for the faults of other people, but you never looked at your own faults. You looked at the faults of other people, but you never looked at your own faults. How many times this happens? And this is where the major problem comes in, the backbiting, ghibat. That's why our Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnah says, the war of backbiting, the war against backbiting will continue, inshallah. Why? We are looking at the faults of other people, but we're not looking at our own faults. When we see somebody doing something wrong, when we see somebody doing something supposedly wrong in our eyes, then what do? Immediately we go to the next. You see what he did? You know what he did? We start to backbite, tail bear, makes false accusations. We're looking at everybody's faults. We're looking at everybody's faults in the dunya, but we're not looking at our own faults. And backbiting, tailbearing, backbiting, it eats your good deeds. It takes it away. It's as though you eat the flesh of your own brother. So looking at the faults of others, check. Amir al-Sunnah says that we are pointing our finger at that person, that he is doing this. He says all the other fingers are pointing towards us, because we are also doing this. So views of Madani Channel, and my dear Islamic brother, think. Before this tongue starts to move and to say the words, think. Use this akal, this box, this brain that Allah Tabarak gave us, think what we are going to say. Why? Because our beautiful Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah says it very beautifully. He says that the arrow of a bow may miss its target, but the words of a tongue never miss the target. So be careful. Don't look at faults of other people. Don't make false accusations. Don't backbite. Don't tail bear. Don't swear. Don't talk bad languages, bad words. Hold yourself. Look at the faults of other people. Every time you see somebody who's doing supposedly a wrong thing, make dua in the barga for Allah Azza wa Jal. Sincerely, Ya Allah, firstly, save me from that guna, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Save me, Ya Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal. Give him also a tawfiq and hidayah to do good deeds. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adam, rahmatullahi alayhi, goes further and he's addressing the people of Basra. And he says, number 9, you ate the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You ate the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you never make shukr. You never gave thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mah Allah tabarak gave you, the food Allah tabarak gave you, the rozi, the rizq Allah tabarak has given you. You never made shukr to it. You always gonna complain. Don't you see viewers of Madani channel? Islamic brothers, don't you see that when you ask when you see somebody in a very sad face, he has a very sad face, and you ask him, brother, what is wrong? What happened to you? Today you're looking in a state of sadness. Something wrong? Did you lose somebody? Did somebody pass away? He say, yeah, actually, today my destruction. I lost so much of money in my business dealing. Today was a robbery. Today, my car was stolen. Today, my wallet was stolen. He never makes shukr to Allah tabarak. He is complaining. Today, I have no job. Today, I'm short of money. He has all the complaints. He never makes shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, as Amir al-Sunnah says it very beautifully. If a person asks you, oh brother, how are you? You tell him, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. All praise due to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds, in every situation, good or bad. Make shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make shukr to Allah azza wa jal. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the ni'mah of eating. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us the ni'mah of breathing. Oxygen, water, so many gifts, so many ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are always looking for better things in life, but we never make shukr to those things that what we have already in life. We are always looking to get a better car, to get a better house, to get a better salary. But we are not looking at those persons who got no car, who got no house, who got no job. We are not making shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are always wanting more and more and more. Oh, the views of Madani channel. Wake up! Yes, wake up. Before it's too late. Tubu ilallah. Astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Last and final point. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim al-Azam rahmatullahi alayhi was addressing the people of Basra. And he said, your hearts have gone dead because of these points. And he says that you buried your dead people. Number 10, you buried your dead people, but you never learned a lesson. You buried your dead people, but you never learned a lesson. How many times we put the dead ones into the qabristan? We put them into the qabristan, but we never learned a lesson from. We buried them. In fact, in certain places, in certain Qabristan, when I went after we buried the dead one, I actually heard the people picking up the cell phone and talking about a business deal right next to the one who is a so-called beloved family member being buried in the Qabristan, in the Qabr. So we buried our dead ones, but we never learned a lesson. When we learn the lesson, as I've discussed in the previous point, 2 points ago, we discussed about we believed on death, but we never prepared for it. Yeah, we buried our dead ones, but we never also learned a lesson from it, my dear Islam brother. And the views of Madani channel. Very soon, we will also be buried. Very soon, we will also come into the qabr, where the cross-questioning angels are going to ask us questions. What are those questions? Have we prepared for those questions? Have we prepared for the examination of the qabr? Oh yes, we are prepared for many other examinations in the dunya. Sleepless nights, sleepless days and sleepless nights in preparation for the examination of the dunya. But for the qabr, what are we prepared? Angels are going to ask us, Rabbuka, who is your Lord? Ma deenuka, what is your deen? Ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hazir rajul, what did you have to say about this personality? What will we do in the qabr? If we fail this examination in the qabr, what will we do, my dear Islamic brethren? Shouldn't it be that when the angels are asking, what did you have to say about this personality in the qabr? Shouldn't it be that inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, we should stand up on the ziyarat of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam in the qabr? And what our answer should be? Our answer should be Mustafa jani rahmat bila qusalam. Mustafa jani rahmat bila qusalam. So my dear Islam brethren, you buried your dead ones, take a lesson from it. Prepare for it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. This is the mindset Dawat Islami is giving us. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What a gift of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That Rabb Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us this beautiful movement of the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Anywhere in the world you go, north, south, east, west, more than 170 countries throughout the world, Dawat Islami, the ship of the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, are traveling, subhanallah azza wa jal, with destination Madinat al-Munawwara, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, bringing people back to Quran and the sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So my dear Islam brethren, and the viewers of Madani channel, please join this Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, wherever you are, in whichever city you are, whichever city you are in the world, join your weekly istima. Islamic brothers should join their weekly istima. Islamic sisters should join their weekly istima. Please do so. My dear Islam, wake up. Viewers of Madani, wake up before it's too late. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.